It is a day of inspiration here at the radio station. We are featuring stories of the people involved with community living. I'm Ashley Taylor here with Kimberly Jones, a direct support professional at Community Living Access. Kimberly, can you tell me how you got involved with community living?
So I actually started with my aunt who worked at NACL when I was a teenager, and I would volunteer with some of their dances and some of the things that they used to do back then. And then I started working for BLN at Home, which helps support people with special needs on weekends and those kinds of things. And then, so this was just my next natural progression. I went to school for the DSW program when I was like 18 years old, and I've never looked back. So I got a position here and never stopped.
Perfect. And what do you get out of the experience of working with community living?
Honestly, you meet a really vast array of people, and you get to be a part of their lives. You get to be there at their highs and see all of the great opportunities that they get to have, and you get to help them achieve their goals. It can be the most amazing experience. It can also be a heart-wrenching experience. It's amazing, and if you let yourself, you can really be moved by the individuals that are here.
What has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced since you started volunteering with NACL up to now?
I think sometimes the view that the community has on people. Back when I first started, and we're talking like 20 years ago when I first started for this agency, so I mean, we're talking probably 30 years ago now, there was definitely stigmas involved. And to overcome some of those stigmas, to overcome some of the barriers that were back then.
And what advice do you have for people interested in a role like yours in giving back to the community?
Be ready to be resilient. You have to take the good days with the bad days. And unfortunately, sometimes there's a lot of bad days, but you have to be prepared for that, and you have to not so much have a tough skin, but at the same time, you do have to be willing to be open for people to have a bad day, and sometimes it gets taken out on you, right? Like, they don't have anyone else. We're closer to them than their families are at sometimes, and to be able to get them through those bad moments or get them through maybe a death in the family or something like that. Like, you have to be willing to do those things too. Like, it's not always fun. It's not always laughter and roses. Sometimes, you know, you have to deal with the bad stuff too, and you have to be willing to do that. But I mean, if you're a caring and compassionate person, this is an amazing opportunity if you let it be.
And the last question here, what accomplishment are you most proud of throughout your time with community living?
I have been very blessed that I have been able to help people achieve a lot of goals. I have gotten to take people on vacations that, as a person living with a disability, unfortunately, they never thought that they'd be able to do. And actually, right before COVID hit, we had plans to take a lady who's wanted to go to Spain for her entire life. And we had plans to do it, and then COVID hit, unfortunately. So we're still working on it, but we're waiting for COVID to be over. But to be able to take people to, say, Florida, or I got to take a lady to Memphis, Tennessee to see Graceland because she was a huge Elvis fan. And just to be able to be part of those moments and to see the joy in people's lives when they get to achieve one of their goals, it's the most amazing feeling in the world.
Thank you so much for your time, Kimberly.